Friday Night Wine Fight contains coarse language and adult themes. Listener discretion is strongly advised.
Welcome to the A&B edition of Friday Night Wine Fight.
I'm Amy.
And I'm Bianca. We decided to give podcasting a crack in the middle of Melbourne's many, many lockdowns. So many. Way back in 2020, we had at least, 70 that year.
It's 84 lockdowns ago. It's 84 lockdowns ago.
There was at least 70 in 2020 and then another 14 in 2021. And we're not currently locked down, but I'm still not going anywhere.
Self-imposed.
We are usually joined by our lovely co-host, Sarah. However, the bitch has taken a break. But we do wish her health and happiness.
Do we, though?
Just reminding you that we do.
Yeah, we do. Yeah, it's all right. I'm on it. We do.
Yeah.
We love you, bitch.
Anyway, Amy and I are powering on, choo-choo, fueling this tangent train. So strap yourselves in and grab your boarding pastas.
You must have at least 4 pastas to get on this tangent train.
Yes. Yeah. So please grab your boarding pastas.
Plural. Yeah. So you have to have at least 4. I have my four spaghetti.
Soon you'll have a pisketti.
Mom's pisketti. Yeah.
Arms are heavy.
Yep.
With this alcohol.
Get nervous. I don't know what's going on.
Tonight, as you may have heard just then, we have a very special guest on our show again. So please welcome Danny.
Yes, he's back.
Who is my bro.
Back again. Danny's back. Tell a friend.
Hello. So Danny joined us last episode to discuss her passion of video games, and that was so much fun that she stayed on for another session. Yeah!
That we don't have a third, Sarah. So you're locked in.
Yeah. That's how we got Sarah.
Yeah.
So, ladies, what are we drinking?
I am battling on with the Theory of Evolution Grenache.
Is it going well?
It is, but it must be drunk slowly. It must be caressed. It must be feeling like it's loved, because okay, I feel like if I hit it real hard, she's going to end me. So slowly, and she's delicious.
Danny, what are you drinking?
I am drinking some Bilson's Turkish Delight Vodka, and it's lightly sparkling.
What the fuck is that?
Yeah, I know. You mentioned it earlier, and I'm like, what the hell is this?
Well, my drinks tonight were themed around the color pink. That's what I went with. Pink bits, yes. My Moscato had a pink lid. I was like, well, that's the one, and these are pink. And I was like, yes, there's my other one. But they're made in Beechworth, which is close to where I reside.
Oh, represent y'all.
Represent you. And they taste like Turkish Delight with some bubbles. I mean, who doesn't like a little bit of bubble?
I don't really like the Turkish Delight little chocolatey dealies that you get in the bottom. Okay. Well, I don't like them, but I like actual sarsaparilla.
Okay. You can get Bilson's and like sarsaparilla, this passion fruit, this fruit tingle, which I was keen on trying, but I kind of needed pink. And I think there's a creaming soda, you know.
I don't do creamy soda, but, yeah, Turkish Delight, I actually like when it's in its original form, not the stuff with the chocolate around it. Yeah.
Well, this doesn't have chocolate, so.
Yeah, so I think it might be delicious. Bianca, what are you drinking?
I'm still cracking on with my Brian Fraser. Yeah, so I've got maybe a third. Yeah, it'd have to be a third.
Rye-Bry
is good. Yeah. He's doing well. He's very smooth. It's a Merlot. I could drink Merlot every day.
Oh, right.
So, yeah. It's probably just too easy.
Yeah, I know. Where is Brian Fraser? Where is Brian Fletcher? Where is his winery? Because I feel like a road trip's in order. For the amount of wine that we drink of his between you and I feel like he needs a visit.
Well, he's in WA, which is good because then we can go to Gnomesville.
Can we get in there yet?
Probably not because they're having a bit of a...
Oh, they're having a COVID meltdown now.
Yeah, they have. Yes. They spent so long without COVID and now they've got a little bit of COVID and they're like, fuck.
Yeah.
And we're all like, no, like just wear a mask and wash your hands. You'll be okay.
Yeah, but they went for so long thinking they could just ride it out and they didn't do any of the things. So this is all new to them. So welcome to the party, pal.
Listen, just have 75 million lockdowns and you'll be fine.
Yeah, exactly. We were fine.
We're not fine, but...
But we're not fine, correct.
Yeah. I mean, after...
around alcohol.
Yeah, after New South Wales, like, laughed at us, and then they were thrown into lockdown, and they were like, wow, and we were like, we don't care. Mm-hmm. Now that we're all out of lockdown as far as these east states go, yeah, they want a lockdown again. I'm like, see, it does fucking work. You're now asking for it.
Poor New South Wales. They're being hit by all of the apocalypse at the moment. Yeah. So we love you guys and all you ones in Queensland as well. Our thoughts are with you. But, yeah, all the plagues of Egypt or whatever they're called for, horsemen of the apocalypse, you're getting it all. Sorry.
Yeah, it's nice to be in the state that isn't so ass-raped by everything.
For once.
Yeah. For once. We have the massive funeral coming, but that's not the point.
Oh, yeah.
We haven't even talked about that. That dropped right before I think we did the What's Happening episode.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. That's fucked. There's so many things. Anyway.
Did anyone have that on their bingo card?
No.
No. That was rogue. I feel like some conspiracy theories, he was taken out, he was probably drunk. Or high when he found out, so he doesn't know what he knows. There was no reason to take him out.
I don't know. He's not telling anyone. Yeah, he's a bogan from Melbourne, mate. Yeah. He wasn't going anywhere. I feel like this is just a life lesson to all y'all who decide that you hit 50 and decide to get ripped. Don't. Because, yeah, we're too old. We can't handle it. After a certain point, you can't get ripped. So just don't. Just sit there with your dad bod.
Don't.
Yeah.
Just sit there with your dad bod and be okay. Yeah.
In the wise words of my American friend, if you ever feel like it, don't.
Yeah. Exactly.
I live to that.
Yeah. Amen. So, I think we should crack on. What is our topic for tonight?
Speaking of things we shouldn't do. Okay, our topic tonight is adulting, pros and cons. Ever heard the phrase, "I don't want to adult anymore"?
Yeah,
there's a really good reason for that. As children, we dream of a day when we would become adults and we would be able to do whatever the fuck we liked. Yeah, everybody wanted to be an adult. That's all I wanted to do when I was a child was grow the fuck up.
Yep.
Yeah, however, when we reach adulthood, we realize it's not everything that we dreamed. Nah, it's a bit shit, really. Along with being an adult is the responsibility of caring for yourself. This means keeping a roof over your head, paying bills for electricity, water, etc., and the expectation that you're going to contribute meaningfully to society.
Yeah, really? big no.
Oh, fucking hell. Okay.
I can't contribute meaningfully to myself. Please give me your pastors. That's my form of currency. I'm sorry. I really shouldn't have my adult card revoked.
Cheese with that.
Right? little Parmesan on the front. Yeah. Front of your card. Yeah.
Oh, Parmesan.
Very accented. Parmesan.
So why on earth would anyone want to be an adult? Well, I was deep in thought about this, and it came to me that the key concept to this is autonomy. Being an adult means that no one can tell you what to do. You are the master of your own destiny, within the law, of course. That's obviously that little caption.
Yeah.
Yeah, with that little caveat. Yes. Yeah,
maybe if I offer them.
Offer them all your pasta.
Just give Bianca all your pasta. She'll take you to the promised land. She promises. Fine. Anyway, as a child, nearly everything we do is somehow controlled by somebody else, in particular adults. Adults tell children what to do and when to do it for most of their existence. When we become adults ourselves, we get to decide what we're going to do. The question is, should we have this power?
No.
Some of us make better life decisions than others. And yeah. I recall sometime in my mid-20s, I mean, for Danny it was really not that long ago, but for me it was quite some time. Yeah, where it suddenly dawned on me that I could just eat a bag of Twisties for breakfast and there was no one to tell me that I couldn't.
Yeah.
Should I do that? No, for obvious reasons. But yes, it just dawned on me, actually, I don't have to make myself toast or any other breakfast item.
I made a whole ass chocolate cake and my daughter had one tiny sliver of a piece and was like, this is too sweet. It's really nice, but I can't eat it. So I had chocolate cake for dinner. And then I had chocolate cake for breakfast the next day because who's going to fucking stop me?
Who's going to stop me? This is the thing.
I should have been stopped. My bowel said yes. Been stopped. And adding the ice cream to the cake.
Yeah.
Should have been stopped.
Bro.
The chocolate topping on the ice cream. Bro. I should have been
you
stopped.
You couldn't be stopped having all those pikelets as a kid.
Whew. Yeah, 60. That was great.
Yeah, so
you
tonight.
You're not going to be stopped. That's it.
So tonight, with our special guest on board, Toot Toot Daddy, let's go.
Yes.
We are going to talk about the pros and cons of adulting. I'm going to kick us off. Yeah.
All right. Okay.
So to start us off, I'm going to discuss working. Going to fucking work. Yeah. So in most countries around the world, there are laws preventing children of a certain age from getting a job and being paid for the work that they do. In Australia, you must be 15 to get a job unless you're working in the family business.
Yeah.
Or in the entertainment industry, aka child actors. Again, slaves. Yeah. So, of course, with working comes money. With money comes buying power. However, there's a catch. If you're working and earning money, you're often expected to pay for your bills and groceries, depending on your circumstances. With the cost of living being quite high in Australia, it is taking a long time for children to graduate to adulthood and leave the fucking nest. Parents of adult children living at home still often subsidise their children's cost of living.
Mm-hmm.
However,
at me a little bit.
Actually, you left home way before my broski did, so.
Well, technically, yeah. I left home at 18 to go to university, but I was still at home, but not at home. Not
well, see, same. I left home at 17 and a half to go to university, and I had an established residence that was not my parents' residence. So technically, you left home at 18, so you do not fit into that category, really. Anyway, so. For most, it's only a matter of time before you're out on your own, and you're expected to make your own way in life. This means you have to get a job and be paid money in order to pay your expenses for the things you need to sustain your life. Yeah, it's fun. So we have gone from you can get a job to you must get a job in most cases.
Yep.
So for me and how I feel about things, working is a privilege. I have the ability to work and earn a fairly good income, so I can afford things for me and my child. Bianca and I have discussed this many a times about whether we would still work if we didn't need to. I've always said I would because I enjoy it. However, I mean, after the pandemic and a few other things that have gone on recently, I'm just like, I'm not so sure anymore. If the situation ever did present itself where I didn't have to work, I can't guarantee that I would just quit. On one hand, I would have heaps of free time to do things around my house or volunteer in an organization. But on the other hand, I think I'd be bored out of my mind. We're so conditioned for working most of our adult life. I don't know what I would do if I didn't work. So it's a bit of a pro and a con for me, because adults can work, but in order to survive, they probably have to work. So there's not really a choice anymore. So, I don't know, throwing it open to the group, thoughts on work as an adult?
Well, if I was in a position where I had enough money that I didn't have to work anymore, I honestly would be semi-retired. There is no way I could just go, I'm retired, I'm never working again. I would pour myself more into this podcast.
We would probably start flipping houses.
Yeah, exactly. I would be working. I don't think there would be a point where I wouldn't work. Some sort of form of work. Even if it was something more fun to what I'm doing now, I would still be working.
Yeah, that's what I think too.
And that's really sad. But flipping houses would be so fun.
But I guess you'd be working with something that you actually feel meaningful to your life, whereas the work that you do at the moment is meaningful in its own way, but it's not the be all and end all.
Yes.
Right.
I look at it in my position and go, if I had the chance to not work and be tormented by teenagers because I'm a teacher, I would take that. Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I got called a cunt the other day.
Yeah.
I was like, hey, mate, don't use that language. He's like, all right, cunt. And I was like, yep, okay.
Yeah. But, Danny, can I just say thank you for your service as a teacher? Because I went through 84 years of lockdown where I was home learning with my child. And, I could never be a teacher. So, bro, I salute you. 100%.
Yep.
It's a job and a half. But, like, I would do my Twitch thing probably.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess, with like a full room set up, like you'd have to get a new house.
I mean, I do have a spare bedroom. But
with one of those desks? Oh, my God. The desk where it has like inbuilt charging things. You just put your phone down, it charges. Like, well,
my desk lights up and that kind of goes,
But, you know that clear one?
Oh, no. Don't talk about the clear desk.
That's like so beautiful.
We don't talk about clear desk. No.
Oh, no.
We don't talk about clear desk.
Oh, it's amazing. That you can actually build your PC into the... Oh, fuck.
Yeah. Yeah. Or what about that chair thing where you just have, like, your PC and then you can recline and your screen's there and your keyboard and it... Oh, yes.
I'm seeing an episode of South Park come to my mind right now.
Yes.
All right, Danny, so tell us your thoughts on adulting pros and cons.
Well, when reached, like, given this idea, I was like, oh, yeah, okay. I thought of one thing and then my brain went, oh, no, that TikTok, which is, don't get me wrong, being an adult living on your own is pretty great, but the only problem is I now have access to adult money, which means I can buy whatever I want and end up buying shit I don't need and having zero regrets about it.
Oh, right.
And that sound, I was like, yeah, that's me. That,
and it's always just people showing their collections, like books, vinyls.
Yeah.
This one person got a Yu-Gi-Oh card as a rug. It's 9 foot by 6 foot, this massive rug, because I have access to adult money.
Yeah, like that is a pro and a con. You're like, fuck yeah. Because as a kid, you get money and you're like, oh, my God, I'm going to buy this thing, or I'm going to go to the canteen and I'm going to get this many musk sticks.
Yeah.
Because what? You get your tooth fairy money. You're like, oh, my God, I got $3 or $2. You're like, woo.
The currency of lollies as a child.
Yes.
So when you would get money, your currency was literally in your brain as how many of your favorite type of lolly you could buy from the shop.
Snakes. Freckles.
And then when you got to a teenager, it was like, how many Dolly and Girlfriend magazines? Right, okay, I can't. If I save my money, I can get this month, and then the next month will be out next week, I'll have 2 issues. Oh, my God.
Bro, what would I do with my life?
But, like,
especially when they had the bag of gifts. Oh.
Yeah, look, you might have done that, but I traded my money in for a RuneScape membership.
Yeah.
How many months of RuneScape membership can I have? I've had that since I was 14, so don't at me.
Yeah.
Anyway, adult money means I have bought Funko Pops out the wazoo. I don't have lots, but I have a fair collection of ones that I want. I mean, sorry. But building a new PC, like, I didn't need to do that, but yeah.
I don't even know how to do that. I made the nerd people build mine, so yeah.
Yeah, we didn't even go into how much that cost you last, but
no.
I thought maybe I won't ask. I don't know.
Okay.
It's entirely up to you, because it was entirely up to you whether you wanted to say how much you actually spend on it.
It was a lot, but I got, like, the graphics card, like I said, it was $1,300 kind of thing. Your CPU is always around, like, if you get the top ones, it's $700 kind of thing. You want a good motherboard, so that's another $700. Then I got the RGB lights, that's a lot. the case was 100 and something, but it's all connected. And I got a new new keyboard and a new monitor. A monitor's going to cost a lot. Like, a lot. Like, what I bought was a lot.
You have access to adult money.
Yeah. You didn't need any of that to sustain your life.
No, and I just feel like, though, my mum or my dad should have stopped me at some point, though. I might be thirsty, but, like, they stopped me a little bit.
Instead of talking to you about it, they get to talk to me about it. And I have no answer.
We are not talking about intergenerational drama right now. We're talking about podcasts. Well, so
they can talk to you all they want. I can still live. Whatever. Yeah. I've got a desk that lights up. Like, who doesn't want a desk that lights up?
I say the best adult money that you have ever spent, Xena and Loki.
Listen, the puppies.
The poopy puppies. They are pretty much the most best thing in the world. Well, listen. There's lots of listens in this episode. It might be the alcohol speaking. I don't know.
Danny doesn't drink it very much anymore.
She says, listen.
Listen. And I'm even doing, you know, bro, where we go more or less. I'm doing that action as I say, listen. So open your ears, people. So I spent adult money, and I feel like that's a dirty word now, adult money. I spent it getting tickets for Metallica. Rest in peace. Well, they're not dead, but the concert is. And when I got the money back.
Dead to me.
Fuck you, James Hetfield. I love you guys. But no.
They listen to this podcast all the time, Danny.
But they do.
Yeah, they do. I know. I fucking know. But anyway, when I got that money back, I was all of a sudden had this money. I was like, cool, awesome. I'll buy a dog. And so I bought Xena. And then 2 years later went past and I was like, Xena needs a dog. And I got Loki.
I hate that when your dog needs a dog. That has me.
You know what? But like, I've got the smooth haired dash hound, black and tan. I've got black and tan, long hair. Now I just need the wire hair. Like, I need a full collection here.
Dapple wire hair.
Oh, I mean, that too. But like, if I had every color, Pokemon, right there.
Yeah. But they're your babies. They're my babies. Living, breathing things that you spoil constantly. So this is not necessarily a bad choice, I don't feel. But, I completely agree. Just because I've got the money doesn't mean I should spend it on the things I spend it on.
Oh, yeah.
No. Someone should probably stop me.
Yeah. Yes. Nobody should let us near Bunnings at any point.
Oh, my God, Bunnings.
Oh, see, like, you guys are Bunnings, and I'm like JB, Sanity, EB Games. A Steam sale. Don't fucking... Just don't.
My Bunnings obsession is so bad that today, like, I usually take someone so that I can check myself before I wreck myself. Before, it used to be my daughter. Now she's just as bad as me. Hey, mum, shouldn't we change those taps? Hey, mum, don't you think we should do this? And I'm just like, oh my God, calm down, child. Calm. Yeah. So I can't even rely on my own damn kid to parent me. Jesus Christ, what's the world come to?
What have you done all this time? You're parenting her to parent you. And
I was going for. Can you tell her that? That'd be great.
I think we'll have to tell the wind, and then the wind can tell her.
Oh, we'll explain that to you later, Danny. Anyway.
Fair.
So, Bianca, tell us your thoughts on the topic.
Oh, yes. So my first one is it's just great. Fox. My supply is dwindling. And look, I think it might be my age, but like, you know, I'm actually seeing this as a pro.
So when you say fucks, you mean your ability to care about shit?
Yeah.
Not your ability to fuck. Right?
No. As so it's literally how many fucks I have.
Yeah, how many fucks I have. And I think that's more of a saying for like, last few years. It's not. It's definitely not a saying I had when I was a teenager. But anyway,
the first time I ever heard anybody say anything like this was you, and I said something to you, and you patted your pockets, and you went, "No, I got no fucks to give you."
Yeah,
I feel like it was a Tumblr thing.
Yeah, I feel like it might have been. Well, how did I lose these fucks, and where did they go? Right, so. These fucks, like, I just didn't just wake up one day and think, fuck, I've only got three fucks left. I better make them last. No, no, no. This was a process over many years.
Sorry.
The way, yep, the way I see it is you start off at a very young age with a bucket of fucks, this big bucket, and you just...
Truckload maybe?
Yep.
Truckloads of fucks.
Got this bucket. You're grabbing fucks and you're cramming them in there. Like there's more fucks spilling out over it than you could possibly ever want in your life, right?
Like Easter eggs, mate.
Yeah. The problem is, like, where are you going to keep these fucks? You can't just keep them in the bucket. So you grab these fucks, you grab them out, you put them into pockets. You put them in your pencil case, you put them in your backpack.
You give them to people. You
give them to people. And you're walking around just every day with all these fucks. You drop one. You're like, oh, that was my fuck. I'll pick it up, dust it off, and just put it back in my pocket. It's okay. I'll still give a fuck about that.
3 second rule for fucks, people. Yeah.
I think it's, the closer like I got to 40, I'm looking at my bucket and I'm like, oh, fuck, I'm not carrying you around anymore.
Oh,
like,
yeah, I got rid of my bucket ages ago, mate.
Yeah, and that's it. Like it's probably from about your mid-20s onwards, maybe even closer to 30, I'd say, but I'm just really noticing it now closer to 40 that, I have very few left. Like my handbag is small. It's tiny. There's not many fucks that can fit in there. My clothes, most of them no longer even have fucking pockets. I don't know where to put fucking fucks there. And, although I'm very excited when my clothes do have pockets.
So excited.
Yeah.
Clothes with pockets. That's one thing I could give a fuck to. Yeah.
Yes, exactly. When there's where you sum your fucks.
Yeah.
So I look at my bucket and I'm like, well, some of these fucks are going to go. So I take my bucket of fucks and I tip it out into the wilderness and I set my fucks free. Somebody else can give a fuck about these things. I don't care anymore. There are a lot of things I just go, oh, wow. Yeah, I did used to get mad about that. Uh-huh. No, I don't care. Like it just doesn't set off anything inside me. And I think that's it. They were set off into the wilderness. So, yeah, that leaves me with about 3 every any given day to willingly give out to people that I have a fuck. Yeah.
I feel like your fucks are kind of like, you know, that shit that makes your skin feel nice. Like, you know, that stuff that you're supposed to generate from inside you. And then once you get to a certain age, you stop doing that. So now you have to use night cream. Yeah. We're no longer generating the fucks from within.
Collagen. Is that collagen?
Collagen?
Rewind. Am I going to lose something soon?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Does this hit?
At about the same time that your skin loses all elasticity and collagen, you also run out of fucks to give. It's fine. In the end, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah. Like you suddenly realize, oh, I don't really have acne anymore. This is weird.
Really
dry patch. Like just no pimples. You don't really get pimples, but you get these random dry patches. Just dry. You're like, why? The rest of it was oily. Why is this patch dry?
And my biggest wake up call recently was when I looked at a drunk selfie of myself and I was wearing no makeup and my skin, like, I mean, I look wasted, obviously, but my skin looks fantastic. It would have been about 10 years ago. If I just took a regular selfie now with no makeup on, it'd be just like, it's the Crypt Keeper. Like I just, it's all gone. My eyes, under my eyes are fucked. Over my eyes are fucked. I have the lines on my head. They're just like, you could write music on the lines on my head.
It's
fucked.
I don't want to grow old.
No, don't, mate. It's really not fun. And we should actually have explained the age difference between Danny and Bianca.
Oh, yeah.
Danny is significantly younger than we are.
I'm 8 years younger, thereabouts.
Yes.
So I've got 8 years of,
You're only just a 30 baby. Like,
so just think about this. All the things that are starting to fall apart, like body-wise and everything else at 30, and you just look at your niece and you just think, ha, 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 just you wait. Yeah, that's what we think about you. So
that's okay, because I can pass all this knowledge on to her. But like you're saying, like the body
let it go.
No, in 10 years time, give me some time to like appreciate what's going on or give fucks to you. I don't know.
No, don't give any of the fucks. This is what we're saying. Oh, no. When all of that wakes away, your fucks go.
Throwing those fucks away. Okay, that boob can go over the shoulder. I get it. I got it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, nah, bruh, mate. Nah, bruh. No, but seriously, like having fucks is a pro and a con. It's a con at this age. I don't want to give a lot of fuck about things, but then it's a pro because I'm like, yes, I will wash my makeup up before I go to bed because I give a fuck.
I lost that fuck ages ago.
I don't
think I've ever had that fuck.
I didn't until my late 30s. I now cleanse and moisturize.
Right. I don't. I just like blow my nose the next day and my eyeliner's coming out of my snot. I was like, that is a new trick.
Yeah.
I love doing that.
Yeah.
Like, I thought that was just sound wave dirt, but all right.
Yeah.
That happens. That's a thing.
But then you get to a point in your life and you're just like, I've got to do these things. I don't know why I'm doing that. Do I care? I think I must care because if I gauge it against all the other things that I've decided I have no fucks for, and yet here I am marching myself out of bed because I forgot to take my makeup off and put my cream on, and then I'm doing it, well, that must have got one of my three fucks for today.
Exactly.
I'm doing it. So it must have got one. Yeah.
Yeah.
Congratulations, makeup removal pad. You got one of my fucks. Surprise!
You are the winner of the fucks today.
You are the winner of one of my fucks. Congratulations.
Whereas the thing that doesn't get the fucks, you're like, you are the weakest link. Goodbye.
That goes to my liver. Sorry about it.
Yeah, that goes to my health. Which brings me on to my con, which is random medical issue of the day.
Oh, fuck.
Where did this bruise come from?
I have one of those.
Fucking hell.
I have one of those. It's round on my ankle in two spots. I'm like, what the fuck?
How?
I had three on my calf after I moved shit out of my shed, but I don't remember hitting anything on my calf whatsoever. Yep. I don't know how that happened. I'm basically old fruit these days. It's fucked.
Yeah. And
but as a kid, I never would have questioned it.
Oh, yeah, no. Oh, yeah, sick dirt bike. And, like, this one's from when I climbed the tree, and this scar is from when I was at the beach and I slipped over on the rock. You know where all the fucking shit comes from.
That massive, massive chunk out of your hand is when you got that one tiny splinter but you decided to carve it out with your fingernails. The dirty fucking fingernails that you have not washed, and you're going to carve it out, and then it's got infected, but fuck it. It doesn't need a Band-Aid. It'll be all right.
Yeah, exactly.
Put some hand sanitizer on it. She'll be right.
Oh, yeah. Hand sanitizer? We grew up in the 80s, mate. We don't know what that is.
No. Well, evidently.
most of our generation.
I've heard your brain cells. There's at least three in there, and they're all fighting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We call it hand vodka sometimes, you know. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, it's just, I don't know. It's just as we get older, I think it's random medical issues. I'm like, I wake up, I'm like, what is wrong with my neck? Like, what did I slept? How did I sleep funny? How was that a thing?
I've had the same bed and the same pillows all these nights before and not a single issue. And yet today I wake up and I feel like my head's on backwards. Why is that?
Yeah. And like I get so mad because I've been doing this thing lately where right before bed, I have a big glass of water and I chug down all my vitamins and I chug that down, vitamins in, and I go to bed. And I'm like, so you got vitamins? You got water?
Stop complaining.
Why are you doing this to me?
I neglected you for the last 37 years, but I took care of you today, so stop it.
I gave a fuck today.
Today you got one of my fucks, and this is how you treat me.
Because tomorrow you're not getting a fuck.
Just wow. Wow, buddy. Wow.
Yeah. And further to that, honourable mentions are milk, soy, baby gluten, who knows? I don't know what it is, and allergies. They're my honourable mentions. Because on any given day I can be fine or
mental health is probably a big one for like people sort of our age, and I think we're just sort really starting to come to terms with the fact that I've got so many of my friends who've had all of these health issues recently, and they're just like I instantly, and these are like smart, logical people, even some of them medical professionals, and they're just like, there must be something wrong. I must have cancer. I must have something really wrong with me because of all of these things. So I'm not panicking about it. I'm just going to do the tests and I'm going to do everything that I've got to do. Yeah, it turns out their mental health is fucked and they didn't even realize. And it's a physical manifestation. I went through some shit in my 20s and not one physical manifestation on me. Not one. And there should have been so many. So many. And now all of a sudden, the slightest thing, and it's just like, ah. The fuck? Why is this happening now? I don't understand.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't understand. Maybe all that drinking out of hoses, licking walls that still contain lead and paint.
Hose water is good.
Maybe maybe it's the lack of hose water is my problem.
Yeah. Yeah, we need all those random minerals.
Maybe that's what we need to do. Yeah. And possibly a little bit of filtered cat piss from when a rando cat pissed on the hose. I don't know. I don't know.
Or eating the leaves off the trees. I mean, who doesn't want some trees?
Those random tree berries could kill you, could be fine. Don't know.
Don't know.
Your dick could fall off, but that's okay.
I don't have a dick. It's fine.
No, it just tends to clear. It's fine.
Yeah, it's fine. But yeah, like I fully understand that. It's just that yes, and having that consciousness of your body, understanding what it can do, and then finally once we're at that pinnacle, we get it. We're like, okay, this is my limitation. I know who I am, and I'm comfortable. The fucking thing falls apart. Yeah, the wheels fall off, and you're just like, what the fuck, mate? Seriously. I finally figured out how to take care of you and now you're falling apart. Amazing.
So lastly, I want to finish my segment off. It's an absolute con as an adult. Like a motherfucking nap can just really fuck your shit up.
Oh, no. I'm so into naps. I love naps.
I nap and I wake up and I'm like, what year is it?
It's been 84 years.
Oh my God. I wake up and if it's dark, I'm like, fucking what's the date? How long have I have to check. I have to check to go around. Like, how long? It might have been like 3 hours. But like, oh no.
Yeah, I had a nap today, but I didn't have that issue. I woke up and I was like, oh, lovely. I like this. I like it here. I like
the light.
Most times it's the nap of you wake up, you're like, fuck, I can't breathe, can't do anything. Oh, fuck, why?
Your mouth feels weird. It's like,
yeah.
What the fuck's up with the mouth thing?
I feel like I'm over enunciating everything, but I don't think I am.
The drool? Oh, God.
Oh, my God, the drool patch.
Yeah.
And sometimes you wake yourself up because you've moved into it and you're like,
That was so cold. So all over my face. So you just flip the. So like, if you're really into that nap, you just flip the pillow. You're like, yeah, this is just fine.
Until you put your arm under the pillow, then you're like, oh, not so fine.
I just did this myself.
But then it's sort of a, I guess this is me now.
Yes, exactly.
Or because I like to curl up, like. Bunch up the, like, I have a pillow, but then I bunch up my blankets underneath, like, underneath my head between the pillow. I don't know why I do this. But then I accidentally drool on the, like, the blanket, so I move the blanket a little bit and just, I'll drool a new spot. Just rotate this shit. Good thing I don't have a partner, because they'd end up with this blanket.
Manky
drool.
How many times I've woken up and thought, thank Christ nobody else sleeps in this bed. I'm spread eagled across the bed, but like from the lowest point to the tippy top, like all the way across and full spread eagled, and I'm just like, wow, my partner would hate me. Amazing.
Yeah, I kick the cats all.
Just see, like, my dogs sleep right up against me, and I just no, they're fine.
Oh, no. Nah, if I had my dog sleep in my bed with me when I had dogs, there'd be no bed left. So that's the difference between having dash hounds and giant monsters like I have.
Yeah, but like Xena will sleep right next to me and her head will be at my shoulder and her butt will be where my butt is. I'm like, Jesus, you're long.
Hey, so that's actually a bonus thing. Being allowed to just decide what your pets do. So when I was growing up, we always had dogs and stuff like that and cats. And our cats, when I was really little, they were outside cats. They never came inside ever. And they were just strays that mum and dad had like adopted. And so they were just outside. It was the 80s. This was the thing. So then as like a teenager, we had dogs and stuff like that. And then we had our first inside dog. And the first thing my 10-year-old ass wanted to do was like, can she sleep in my room? And my mum's like, no. She's like, fuck, okay. But as an adult, I then continued that trend. Nah, not having the dog sleep on my bed. Nah. I just followed in footsteps. But so many people went the other way. So it was like, you now don't just have your own autonomy, but you also have the ability to decide what other living things do. So you can get stuff. Cats, dogs, pets, snakes, lizards, whatever the fuck you like, because who's going to stop you?
Yeah.
You're going to have to fucking feed it. That's what my mum's position always is as an adult. Every time I do something, well, you're going to have to feed it. I bought a new lunch bag. What are you talking about?
Yeah, you're going to feed it.
Yeah, you're going to have to feed it. That's my mum's position on everything I do as an adult. Oh, you have to feed it.
Yeah, that includes us coming over.
That includes choice of friend.
Yeah.
Well, you have to feed them.
That's all right. I live in grated cheese. I'm lactose intolerant. It's fine.
And wine. They eat chips and drink wine, mum. This is not hard. This is fine.
Yeah, plus everything we decide to burn when we're hungry at 1 a.m.
Although my air fryer has cut that position out significantly. Oh, my God, people. If you cannot be trusted to be an adult when you should be an adult, just get an air fryer.
Oh, that simple. Oath. Pro.
Yeah. Pro. You decide what goes in the air fryer.
I baked a cake in it.
Oh.
Yeah. It's awesome. Yeah, so moist. So good. Oh, God. I've still got some cake left, which I'll eat tomorrow.
Or later tonight. We don't know.
I'm busy tomorrow, so no, I don't have time to eat it. Damn it. All right. Well, I should wrap this up, shouldn't I?
Yeah.
Otherwise, we might be here for 84 years.
Now we've got Danny saying that too.
Before departing this train. I had so much fun. Oh, I done research. Not really. I did look on TikTok for my Fox rant because I loved it so much. I don't know a name. I found someone else doing this Fox rant. And the bucket analogy summed it up and then I elaborated. I just love that bucket analogy. So thank you very much to that TikTok lady. She is amazing. She's so funny and I cannot find her. Anyway, yes, that's about as much research as I did and same for Danny. So that's cool. And yeah, thank you to Danny for joining us for the second episode. Yeah. Woo. I did not get your boarding pass, sir. Please give it to me before leaving the train.
I have some canned spaghetti. Okay. I'll send it your way. It's Waddy's.
Brilliant. Yes. All right. To our listeners, we would love some topic suggestions. If you have a topic which we'd love us to discuss, email us at fridaynightwifi@gmail.com. Not a single email yet. And I'm not going to take offense to it. But
we're taking our whole damn gate to it, though.
So, if you enjoyed this episode, please make sure to tell your friends or your mum. Have a great night.
Tell your mum.
Bye.
Bye.